your number one Degrassi news source. This is Degrassi Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Degrassi Radio. I am Kerry J. Sinclair, and we have 4 weeks worth of Degrassi episode descriptions to get through. There is lots of drama between Fiona and Adam, Bianca and Drew, and Eli, Claire, and Fitz. We're talking Degrassi in too deep, plus the world premiere of the Degrassi song Fitzy Needs a Date. It is so many levels of ridiculousness, but it's coming up right here on Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi episode title, season 10.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there.
You're listening to Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi returns Friday, February 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern on TeenNick, and much music with a one-hour premiere. It's called When Love Takes Over. Because Valentine's Day is 3 days later, you can pretty much guarantee that this episode is a romance-centric episode. Lots of romance and love in the storylines. It's Sweetheart Week at Degrassi. Fiona and Adam are back on track, maybe. Anya's in love, but not of age. And even Dave found a girlfriend. If he can get over himself, of course. Just looking at these episode descriptions right now, the way I would list them in order of my interest of them, the most interesting to me right now, of course, Fiona and Adam. Then the Dave storyline, number two. And then number three being that storyline about Anya. And the Anya one, her being in love with her mom's doctor. For some reason, I'm just really not interested in this storyline at all. Anya's always been one of those characters. She's always been like a sidekick. She's sort of like the New Age Hazel. She always sort of played sidekick to Holly J and Mia. And then she was always sort of, even though she was dating Sav, she was still sort of his sidekick. You never really saw her do anything unless it involved Sav. The only exception really being that small storyline about her mom's cancer. Now, I can see the interesting part of the concept of the storyline being a teenage girl dating a guy that's in his 20s or 30s, but it just seems the fact that she's dating a guy who's really has nothing to do with Degrassi, it just seems like a detached storyline. It's kind of like you have Degrassi over here, and then you have Anya and her doctor sort of over here doing their own thing. And it reminds me kind of when Emma and Liberty and Manny, they went off to college. I really didn't care about them anymore as soon as they left Degrassi. But who knows, maybe Anya will surprise us in some way. The Dave storyline, he was my favorite character in season 9. He was just an absolute gem, but in season 10, he's just turned into nothing more than an arrogant prick. The best thing about this storyline, what I'm excited about, is seeing the debut of the new actress, Alex Benoit. She's playing Sadie, who is going to be Dave's girlfriend. And I hope that they use Sadie's character as someone who interacts with more than just Dave, because Dave, he runs in a very limited circle. He runs basically with Wesley and Connor, and they don't really interact with anyone else very much. So I'd like to see her character sort of branch out, and you never really see a character who sort of hangs out with everyone. It would be kind of awesome to see if she was that character who you would see her hanging out with Dave, then, you know, hanging out with Jenna, maybe Claire and Eli every once in a while, maybe even some of the seniors, Sav, for some unknown reason. That would be pretty cool. And last but not least, Fiona and Adam. I'm not sure if anyone realized this, but basically Teen Nick ruined the cliffhanger they had established for Fiona and Adam in Halo. If you remember the end of that episode, all of the other storylines had wrapped up pretty nice and neatly, but Fiona, she didn't show up to the party. Then Adam went looking for her. And then the last scene is Adam standing on the sidewalk outside of Fiona's apartment, calling her, saying, "Yo, where the hell are you?" And then he walks away. Thanks to Teen Nick's promos, they basically give it away that they end up getting together in these final episodes of the season. But the good thing is the challenge they're giving Fiona and Adam looks like it could turn out to be a great storyline. We see that Fiona's drinking habit resurfaces. It never really went away, but it's going to come back as a big part of their relationship troubles. And also, there's, of course, the implication that Fiona is a lesbian. Here's something crazy for you. If Fiona turns out to be a lesbian, and Adam turns out to be so in love with Fiona that he would literally do anything to keep her, do you think he would be willing to go back to dressing like a female and behaving like a female in order to keep Fiona around? Interesting. Interesting question indeed. I think the Fiona-Adam storyline could be one of the breakout storylines of 2011. Now, coming up next, he is a horn dog and she is the slut Manny Santos never was. Could they be a match made in heaven? We're talking The Way We Get By next on Degrassi Radio.
I was hot. I was burning up. You were talking about you never shut up. Take those sweet lips off your mouth.
Fever, kick out the flames, rise, fever.
the number one Degrassi news source, Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi returns Friday, February 11th with a one-hour premiere. But every week after that, they're going to have one 30-minute episode per week. So The Way We Get By Part 1 airs on Friday, February 18th, and then Part 2 will air on February 25th. Part 1, after his Boiler Room Cheap Fest with Bianca, girls consider Drew gross by association. But there's one girl who doesn't seem to mind, Bianca. Now, the timing of this storyline is really bizarre to me, mainly because the Boiler Room incident happened in All Falls Down. Then basically, we go 10 episodes where everything is pretty fine in Drew's life. You know, Allie's the one who's put through the ringer for something that never actually happened. And it takes 10 episodes for the girls of Degrassi to finally realize that Drew is a scumbag. The episode description for part two is as follows. Drew's friends think Bianca is bad news, and they're not wrong. Is he willing to put everything on the line for the one girl who will have him? I'm not really sure what to think about this storyline, because Drew is that kind of character where he reminds me of Peter, and the fact that, you know, for the longest time they had Peter as this bad guy, then they turned him into a good guy. They really didn't. It's like the writers didn't know what they wanted to do with him. That kind of seems like what they're doing with Drew. They don't really know what to do with his character. He makes bad decisions. Then they make him out to be this remorseful, kind guy. So it's very weird. What are we doing with Drew? I don't really know. And Bianca, she's a bad girl. She does bad things. She drinks, parties, smokes, gives BJs in the Boiler Room as opposed to the Ravine, because the Ravine is magically missing. Unless they bring some depth to Bianca's character and create some sort of emotional connection between her and Drew, I think the writers are going to have a hard time convincing us that Bianca and Drew are a couple worth watching. They're going to have a difficult time creating a niche audience of people who genuinely like Bianca and Drew as a couple. Now, coming up next, the threesome you have been waiting for, Eli, Claire, Fitz. But before we get into that, the official world premiere, it's finally here, of the Degrassi song created by yours truly. It's called Fitzy Needs a Date. Now, I've had the idea for this song in my head for, I'd say, about a month or two, but I never got around to it until now. Basically, the idea is that everyone constantly talks about Eli and Claire, but no one ever really shows Fitz some love. So that's what I want to do here. Just disregard the vocals. Just listen to the lyrics. It's written in the perspective that Fitz is singing the song to Claire. Special thanks to Fitz and, of course, the three tenors, Connor, Wesley, and Dave, and also Sav Bhandari from Bhandari Records for helping me to put this all together. So here it is, the world premiere of Fitzy Needs a Date on Degrassi Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Fitz. And three tenors. This is for my boo.
Claire, close your eyes. Let your boy Fitzy comfort you. Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do. Relax your body. You're looking kinda hot. So can you feel my heat? Then come on in my kitchen and get some Fitzy love. Cause Fitzy needs a date tonight. Or I'll cut Eli with a knife. Cause Fitzy needs a date tonight. So I can rock your body. When Eli dies in season 10, still have Fitzy Boo. Clear my boo forever.
My heart goes crazy when I think about Sadie. So I know how you feel, Fitz. Tell Claire, baby, that you're more than just a thug that's looking at a butt. Wes might have grabbed her booze, but you wanna grab her love. Word on the street, Fitz got that heat like Dave in your stereo, pumping that beat. Claire, listen.
Cause Fitzy needs a date. Cause Fitzy needs a date.
Tonight, I'll rock your body. Cause Fitzy needs
just one day clear.
Tonight,
woo! Sweet sinners for life.
With a nine.
Degrassi Radio, only on DegrassiBlog.com.
Degrassi kicks off with a bang in March with the return of Eli, Fitz, and Claire drama. Friday, March 4th is when you can catch part one of Jesus Etc. Fitz is back and he's eerily desperate to talk to Claire and Eli. What exactly does he want from them and will it tear them apart? Now, there are two kinds of people in the Eli-Claire camp. There are the people that will absolutely love them for all time, and there's the people who love them at one point and now officially are sick and tired of them. I'm in that latter category, but I think they get some redemption in the fact that in the Into Deep promos, Claire feels like she's smothered by Eli, so their relationship's gonna, it's not gonna be good. It's gonna be high octane drama in the Degrassi world, I can guarantee you that. Now, on a side note, anytime I say something about Eli dying or you hear Degrassi Nation talking about Eli dies or whatever, we're just joking around. We're not even remotely serious about this. We're just getting the Eli lovers their panties in a wad because they get crazy at the thought of Eli dying. Death on Degrassi is beyond huge. So if I ever thought that it was even partially true that Eli was going to die, I wouldn't say anything at all. There's absolutely no way I would even remotely hint at any sort of storyline that is that big. As a matter of fact, if someone does die at the end of season 10, I don't want to know about it either. The one thing that they did wrong with JT's death, it was don't get me wrong, it was still a sad episode, still cried at the very end, but we all saw it coming from a mile away. Because word got out 6 months before the episode aired that JT was going to die. So that's my random thought on the death. Not going to say anything, and if you happen to work for Degrassi and know who dies, don't tell me. Please, don't. In other news, Twitter is fully abuzz because Stephen Stone tweeted something about Dark Moon, then blah, blah, blah. Something unusual happens in the picture. Well, it turns out if you go to Amazon.com and Google a book called Dark Moon, a Whirling Novel, you will see Julia's face on the cover of that book. And then everyone in the Degrassi universe at the same time says, WTF. Some speculation as to what this all might mean. I've got some comments from DegrassiBlog.com. Woe said, what if Julia doesn't exist and he creates her in his mind after reading the book, like she was his imaginary girlfriend? And then DegrassiLover77 says, what if Eli wrote a book with Julia as the main character and couldn't let go of her after the book closed? And there are many more possible theories as to this whole Julia Dark Moon thing and the unusual thing that happens in the picture. You can check that out at DegrassiBlog.com. You know, I looked at that picture once again that Stephen Stone had tweeted of Eli and Julia in the editing room. And I came up with some of the wildest questions I could think of just to throw them out there. What if Eli and Julia were brother and sister? Or what if Eli was Julia? He just got a sex change. Or what if Monroe actually plays his own twin brother? Eli's got a twin brother who also died on the same night as Julia. Huh? That would be crazy. You might see something like that happen on the soap opera Passions, but not Degrassi, I don't think. Or this entire something strange happened to the picture of Julia. It could simply mean this. The fact that Degrassi decided they were going to use this picture of Julia, and they realized sometime during the production that this picture, which is a stock photo, was also going to be used on the cover of a book about werewolves and vampires. Who knows? You can always discuss by going to DegrassiBlog.com. We're officially less than 2 weeks away from new Degrassi episodes, which means I'm expecting a new Teen Nick promo coming up very soon. Hopefully, some point this week. Also, the Degrassi Mini Marathon continues this Friday on DegrassiBlog.com. It's been fun talking my own head off, and I will see you next time on Degrassi Radio.
Get the latest Degrassi news at DegrassiBlog.com.